I always thought that I would die young. I've never believed that I would grow old. Never thought I could grow old. This is typical orphan psychology, you understand. There's nothing strange about it. Nothing strange at all. What an orphan learns is that people don't grow old. They die young. Ah, these are the people who are there to protect you, those all-powerful and superhuman adults who are meant to be there to love you and look after you. And if these people can die young, then why wouldn't you die young too? What makes you so damn special? That's what I learned at a very early age. And those early lessons, oh, you never forget them. Yet, here I am, in the middle of life's journey, starting to get on. A few grey hairs here and there. Some lower back pain if I sit down too long. Ooh, it'll be slippers and a cup of cocoa next. A quiet retirement by the fireside. Nodding off mid-conversation. Deaf in one ear. Bad eyesight. My vision is impaired.
Shush, shush! Shush, everything will be all right. Don't upset yourself. Hush. I'm here. I'm right here. That's right. That's right. Steady. Nice and steady. Don't be afraid. There's no need to be afraid. I'm here. I'm here to look after you. You're not alone, you know. I'm still here. I'm not going anywhere. That's it. That's right.
No. I never thought I'd grow old. Always thought I'd go out with a bang.
These things right. Our relationship is nothing without trust. All right. Computer, what's the best you can do for me? I don't want to land just anywhere, you know. There's a very large and very barren moon down there, and I don't fancy trekking for days trying to find the ruins of an old cathedral. Computer? Computer, are you sulking? Oh, I know this hasn't been the easiest of landings, but that's not exactly my fault, is it? There's something on that moon pulling us in, and you can't expect me to have predicted that. The whole place has been abandoned for centuries. It's a ruin. It's uninhabited. There is nobody there to drag us down. And yet, down we go. Go! Computer! Oh, well, I never liked you anyway. Right. Manual landing it is, then. To this, and I'm sure that I can think of some. Oh yes, for example, if things go horribly wrong, they'll be my very own brand of horribly wrong, and not those of a treacherous mechanical fiend that bails at the first sniff of trouble! Oh, having said that, if this is my last flight, Doctor, I'm holding you responsible. Completely and utterly and thoroughly responsible. This is officially all your fault. So much your fault, in fact, that I think I might come back and haunt you. Right! Yes. Concentrating very hard. Oh, that'll be the atmosphere. Hello, Moon of Adeline! Lady Summerfield is pleased to meet you, and she does not doubt that very soon you will be pleased to meet her! Oh, let's hope we get the chance to become properly acquainted! Close. Very close. Too close. People? I wasn't expecting that. Hello? Hope I've not landed on your village. Who are you? Have you got the kettle on?
That was amazing. Unreal.
I know. I think I've got away with it. Again.
Hello.
Two of you? I thought this place was deserted.
It is deserted. Was deserted.
Who are you?
It's Stephen. Stephen Day.
What?
Now, let's take a look at you. No real damage done.
Well, no, there wouldn't be. How could there be any damage? It's not like anything is real around here. There's just the ghosts. Fine. Just like this place to taunt me with a rescue shuttle.
What?
Well done. Well done, Adeline. You're excelling yourself today. A particularly good show.
Is he all right?
I'll explain inside, Benny.
Inside? Oh, so there's the famous ruined Cathedral of Adeline. Result! Any closer and I'd have parked in the nave. Who needs ship or computers anyway? I win at emergency landings. Hold on. How do you know my name?
I was monitoring your transmissions as you approached the surface.
Oh, yes. You know, I really wasn't expecting to find anyone here. Uninhabited moon, who are you? How did you get here?
Oh, what does it matter? You're not real! You're both ghosts!
Hold your horses, I'm not a ghost.
Oh, yes, they all say that.
Hurry up. Let's go inside. It's not safe out here.
Well, there's always a legend, isn't there? Usually to do with haunting. Turns out legends can come true. Lucky old me.
Was a bit gothic. Well, now that we're safely inside, hello. Thanks for the rescue out there. I'm Professor Bernie Summerfield.
Professor?
That's right. Although, since we're amongst friends and since we've already cut to first names, Benny is fine, and Benny will do.
Benny, I'm very glad to meet you.
Oh, okay. We've got a handshaker out there, and a very vigorous handshaker.
I can touch you.
Yes.
You're quite the nicest ghost I've met so far.
I'm not a ghost.
No? Then perhaps I'm the ghost. Perhaps we're all ghosts.
Oh, shut up. Why have you come here?
And that's the hellos over and done with. Well, since you asked so nicely, I'm looking for a friend. Another friend of mine. The doctor tracked her to this place.
There's nobody here.
I'm here.
The doctor's tracked her here, and he knows what he's doing. Okay, I don't want to overstate that. This is certainly where her trail leads. Are you sure you haven't seen my friend? Her name is Ace.
Ace? What kind of a name is Ace?
Excuse me, I didn't catch your name.
Claire. My name is Claire.
Are you real? Because if you're really real, then that means that your ship is real.
I'm pretty sure I said that already.
Then we can leave on your ship.
I only just got here.
But we can leave, can't we?
And we will. When the auto repair has had a chance to fix whatever damage got done during that landing.
Landing?
And when that's all fixed, and once I find Ace, then we'll go. You can come with me. For adventure and fun.
Oh, thank you.
If you're so keen to leave, why did you want to come here in the first place?
I didn't. Some kind of force. The ship was pulled down. I know that sounds crazy.
Not in the slightest.
My ship was destroyed. I was lucky to get away with my life. I can't quite believe it. I'm not, well, dead. Perhaps I am a ghost.
Your friend Ace could be here. Only we've not seen her.
I've not really looked around. Just this chamber.
What? Where's your sense of adventure?
It's more that there's this big door. It's, locked.
16-digit keypad.
I can see that.
The ruins were sealed by the priesthood when they left.
Helpful.
I'm afraid I didn't even try to open it.
You're a great disappointment.
There are thousands of combinations.
Uh-huh. But I'm an archaeologist. I love dust. I also love being lazy. And if you look carefully at the keypad, you can see that someone, let's call it Ace, plugged something into the lock. There.
used it to read the combination and entered it into the keypad.
These keys here.
No, hold on. Maybe this. No. Let's try this order.
There we go. One door.
I'm impressed.
Spooky.
I'm not sure I like it here.
Hush now. Right then, I've brought along an ancient map of the cathedral complex.
Oh, very good.
All right, we are here. We've come through the west door, and since this looks like a vestibule, let's go with the obvious and call it the west vestibule. If I keep on naming things with such profligacy and grace, there might well be a paper in this. So, Stephen Day, you've really not explored, not even outside.
No.
Well then, there's plenty left to be discovered by a brilliant archaeologist at the peak of her powers.
Can I come with you to look for your friend?
Glad of the company. You're very welcome to join us, of course, Claire.
No, thanks. I'll leave you to it.
Are you likely to be here when we get back?
Oh, I'm not going anywhere.
Fine. Whatever you want.
After you, Professor Summerfield.
She said Benny would do.
Now, look at these wall paintings in this chapel. The main religion of Adelin was almost a form of ancestor worship. The ghosts of the dead were thought to be ever-present, and they acted as conduits through which, it was said, the Adelinese deities sent messages to the living. You know the kind of thing. Mend your ways or the gods will be angry. I left the family fortune buried with a cat. I imagine the priests running this place made an absolute fortune out of deciphering the messages.
So, you really are an archaeologist?
Yes, I really am. But you know, archaeology is mostly about making it up as you go along. Making the best guess given the available evidence.
A bit like everyday life.
A bit like that.
Look, wind chimes. Funny to have them inside. I wonder what they sound like. Pretty. So, what's your best guess given available evidence? What would these have been for?
Oh, I don't know. Could have been anything. An offering? A call to prayer?
A summons?
A what?
You said the religion was a form of ancestor worship centered around their ghosts. Perhaps these were for summoning the dead?
Perhaps. Could you stop making them do that, Day? They're very old and they're probably very fragile.
Oh, sorry.
Maybe they're simply a reminder of the transience of all things and your own smallness in the face of the grandeur of your gods. I've never met a religion that didn't want to remind me at some point of my smallness in the face of the grandeur of its gods. Of course, it's possible that I've been dating the wrong religions.
It sounds so sad now. This whole place is sad. Everyone died and left it here to fall apart. What do you think gods do when there's nobody left to worship them, Benny? Do they fade away too? Or do they keep on going, hoping that one day someone will remember their magnificence? Do you think they get sad too? Or do they get angry that they've been forgotten?
I don't believe in gods. Now then, let's see where we are on the map.
The battery's gone.
Drained. That shouldn't happen.
Perhaps you shouldn't have made the gods angry.
Nonsense! Just a mysterious force. Mysterious and not at all spooky. No map? No problem. Just makes it more fun. Forget your cathedrals. Pah, old hat. This is now a labyrinth.
Don't labyrinths have...
Monsters. Yeah.
This is huge.
Well, bigger than I expected. I'm impressed.
Are we lost?
Not lost. Exploring through random sampling.
Uh-huh.
What's that over there?
A distraction?
No, look!
Well, what have you found?
Explosives!
In a chapel? What have explosives got to do with religion?
Do you want a serious answer to that question? Oh, these are nothing to do with the gods of Adelin Day, but I recognise the intelligent design behind these beauties. She's called Ace.
Your friend?
Yes, she has been here. Are you sure you haven't seen her?
Absolutely.
What about Claire? Can you be sure of her too? All right, spill. What is it between you and Claire? Is she your boss? Your superior officer? Got the distinct impression I'd arrived in the middle of the mother of all arguments.
I've no idea who she is.
What?
She turned up while you were crashing.
Landing?
Landing your ship. I've never seen her before. I thought she might be something to do with you. Has she been watching me all this time?
Dick, exactly how long have you been here?
I don't know. Weeks? Maybe a month, a couple of months.
You're not sure?
Benny, this place is weird.
You're sure that's something to do with the place?
Give it an hour or two. You'll see. It's hard to tell day from night. I know this sounds weird, but you'll see.
Well, even if you've only been here a week, how have you and Claire managed to miss each other? Surely not that big a complex.
Yeah, that's a very good question. Like I said, weird stuff. Ghosts.
All right. That's weird.
It is, isn't it? One minute you're inside, the next there's wind in the trees, as if you're in a forest. Here, on a barren moon. A forest? How does that work exactly? And that isn't even half of it.
Look, it is probably some trick that priests use to keep the faithful jumpy or make their poor deluded followers think that the gods or the ghosts were present. But there'll be a little black box somewhere controlling all of this that nobody's bothered to switch off before they left. There'll be a rational explanation. I think we'll take some of Ace's explosives along with us, just in case.
Is that stuff safe?
Of course! Ace knows what she's doing. Mostly. Come along. Let's try this corridor.
It's like it's warning us. A death knell.
As I said, it's fine. Little black box, rational explanation.
Halt! Oh. Halt! Intruders!
What the...
Oh, blimey! Run!
Halt!
Benny, what is it?
Oh, don't worry about that. Keep running!
Which way should we go?
Oh, how should I know? We're lost!
Halt!
Ah! Wait! It's this way! Where's best to be?
Are you sure?
Oh, no! She's locked the door! Claire! Open the door!
Intruders! Ineluctable!
Oh, Claire! Are you out there? Please, open the door!
What's it doing?
Oh, close your eyes!
Ow! Oh, 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 I can't feel my leg!
Oh, take my arm, quick!
Halt! Maximum force!
Stay and lean on me! Quickly!
Don't worry, it can't get through.
Oh, Claire, you took your time. It could have killed us.
I didn't hear you.
I thought you said there was nobody here.
There wasn't, until you turned up.
It shot me!
Oh, you'll be fine. That was just a warning shot. Lowest setting.
It hurts! It hurts so much! What was that thing?
You don't know.
I do.
You would. Oh!
Stephen Day! That was a Dalek. Do you understand? A Dalek! The deadliest killing machine the universe has ever known. Do you realise that one of those alone is enough to kill 100 people, 1,000 people?
It didn't kill you.
What?
It shot me!
But it didn't kill you. It could have done, easily.
And it didn't shoot me. Why was that?
Perhaps it wants something.
That's even more frightening. It's gone.
Are you sure?
Oh, yes. It's safe. Everything's normal. Oh. Spoke too soon. All I want to do is find Ace and get out of here. Is that too much to ask?
Well, that's what you want. But what does the building want?
You're going to be enigmatic again, aren't you? Well, I'll be off.
I don't have time to waste talking to you.
You'll look back and wish you'd spent more.
I doubt that.
You're not leaving me, are you? My legs.
Oh, all right. Let's take a look at you. Yeah, it's okay. No, don't worry. It's not shredded the nerves. Just a bad case of pins and needles. The numbness will wear off soon. You'll be unsteady for a bit, but you'll be fine. Walk it off!
So no real harm done.
Fortunately. You all right, Day? I'm sorry I shouted at you, okay?
Okay.
I really don't like Daleks. They're indestructible. Implacable.
Ineluctable.
Yes, and that. I can't kill it, but it can certainly kill us. The main thing is, we got away.
Why is it here?
I don't know. Tell me everything you've seen and heard since you got here. Maybe if we get all the facts together, we can work out what's going on, and then we can work out our best way through.
Oh, he'll be no use.
You know, I'm getting a little tired of being in a cryptic crossword. If you have nothing helpful to say, do you think you could possibly shut up? Great. Claire, you know a great deal more than you're letting on, don't you?
What if I do?
Would it kill you to help?
That wouldn't kill me. But I can't help.
The feeling's coming back in my leg. It really hurts.
Yeah, good, good. Carry on walking. Why can't you help? Why are the Daleks here? Is that what brought Ace here? Is she... If she's dead, I need to know.
I know nothing about that.
But you know your way around this place, don't you? You could help me search for her.
Couldn't we just go back to your ship and wait?
You've already found your guide.
What? Who? You?
No, not me.
Day?
That's not very likely, is it?
Do you mind?
Who else is Sir Benny?
There is nobody else.
Who else have you encountered? Or more strictly speaking, what else?
The Dalek?
Well, it certainly seems to be the key to something.
Yes, the key to a door marked our certain death. Do you know anything about Daleks?
I know all about Daleks. I've seen what they can do firsthand.
Benny, I'm hurt and I'm scared. Let's go back to your ship. We could wait there until the auto repair has finished.
Day, will you shut up about my ship? We'll go back when we found Ace. Why are you so keen to go back there?
Oh, there's nothing mysterious about that. He's a coward.
Standing right here.
I'm not leaving till I've found Ace. Well, obviously, I'm going back into the cathedral, Dalek or no Dalek. Claire, take Day. Go back to the porch and lock the door.
Can I come with you, Benny? I'm sorry I wasn't any use last time. I got confused. Mm. I don't want to stay here alone.
I'm here.
I don't want to stay here.
Well, I can understand that. But you've got to understand that this isn't a game. That Dalek can do a lot more damage than pins and needles, got it?
Got it.
I hope so.
Hope? I'd give up on that if I were you.
Oh, you're a real barrel of laughs, aren't you, Claire? Come on, Day. Let's try this way. All right. Not what I was expecting. A distinct shift in the decor from decaying Gothic to knackered industrial.
Beds? Screens? Benny, I think this room was a hospital?
I think you're right. But not the kind of thing you usually find in the middle of a cathedral.
Perhaps it was a shrine for the sick.
Good guess. I'll make an archaeologist of you yet.
I hope not. Benny, what's that?
Oh, don't worry. Just echoes. I think that seems to be how this place works.
Ghosts in the machines.
Something like that. Hey, what have we got here? Oh. However did you get here?
What is it?
Nothing. A doll, not important.
No? Sounded important.
It isn't. It isn't! Just this place messing with my head.
Oh. I wonder who she belonged to.
We'll never know.
Perhaps she was visiting someone. Perhaps she left the doll so that someone else would be comforted.
That's a nice thought. Sad to think of her. Left behind here after everyone else is gone. No one to love her.
We're here now.
Suppose we are.
Look how worn she is. Somebody must have loved her very much once upon a time.
Heck, they didn't miss her too much. Whoever they were... I don't like the thought of leaving her here. Come on, you can travel with us for a while.
Oh, I do wish that didn't happen.
Shh! Listen!
What?
What's the matter?
Listen! Can't you hear them?
No, Benny, I can't hear anything.
Perhaps it was my imagination. I'm hearing things now. Creeping myself out. This place will be the death of me. Come on, we're doing well. Let's go and see what's through that door. Another day, another corridor in the ruins of a haunted cathedral.
What was that?
Oh, so you heard that?
Of course I did. What is it, Benny?
If I didn't know better, I'd say it was...
I told you there were trees.
I'd say it was a very big tree. Leaves? Check. Branches? Check. Knobbly bits on branches, don't know what they're called, but they're always there. Check. Looks like a tree. Smells like a tree.
Did you really just lick that leaf?
And it tastes like a tree. Yes, I think I can safely say this is indeed a tree. Now, what's a tree doing in the middle of a ruined cathedral? A cathedral built on a rocky bare moon. And how does that tree find itself in the middle of the ruined cathedral at exactly the right moment to fall and block our path?
Well, aren't you going to make one of your expert guesses?
I'm an archaeologist, Day, not an arborist. I'm not even a dendrochronologist. Trees are not my forte. Trees are not my bag. Still, if you do want my opinion, I think, and it nearly kills the scientist in me to say so, that for the moment we're better off not bothering to ask questions. This path has just been blocked. We're being herded through the labyrinth.
The Dalek is coming down the other corridor.
Great, that way's just been blocked too. We are definitely being herded.
Okay, so if we're accepting the reality of the tree...
It looks like a tree, it smells like a tree, it falls like a tree.
Can you cut through the tree?
Oh, silly me, I forgot to pack the chainsaw. I should have remembered that it was indoor tree fall season on the barren moon of Adelin.
What about those explosives? What about your gun?
No, they'd be great if I wanted to bring the roof down, but I don't. I just want to get past.
So we're stuck.
Seems so.
I wish we'd gone back.
Yes, yes, back to my ship.
So what do you suggest we do next?
We can't get past. So we have to retrace our steps.
Where to? Back to the vestibule?
That's the west vestibule, no. We'll go back to the hospital room. If this is a labyrinth, then there's got to be a way through. But I don't like being pushed around. I'll find it in my own time. We are here. Let's call this Corridor B. Even more names. Certainly stamping my authority on this place. Oh, look, we should have come this way anyway. This seems to be a much quicker way through to the nave. That other corridor's a long way round. Waste of time even thinking of going that way. That tree knew what it was doing.
Oh, well, at least somebody around here does.
You know, you're starting to get the hang of this, Steve Day. I don't know what you did in your past life, but you'd make a great companion for an adventurer in time and space. I know a man you could talk to about that. Day, get down!
Why are you shooting at it? I thought you said you couldn't kill it!
No, but now's the time to bring the roof down!
Benny will be trapped!
Oh, I'll worry about that later.
Benny, has it gone?
Yes. Odd, that Dalek doesn't seem too much of a threat.
You don't sound too happy about that.
I can't kill it, Day. Honestly, I can't. So why didn't it wipe us out?
Why do you care?
Because Daleks don't take prisoners and they don't mess around. We should be dead.
I'm not complaining.
I'm not complaining either. Well, not yet.
What's the problem? We're not dead. That's good, isn't it? Not being dead?
Not if it's only a temporary state. That Dalek definitely wants something.
What do you mean?
We've tried two ways out of this medical unit now, and both times we've been stopped in our tracks. Call me suspicious, but I can't shake the feeling that we're being forced in a particular direction.
You said this before, herded.
Forced.
So where? And by whom? The Dalek? Why?
Benny, I don't like the sound of that. Please, please, can we...
We're not going back to my ship!
We'll be safer there.
Not for Ace!
If she was ever here at all...
Oh, she was. She wouldn't miss a Dalek. If Ace is still alive, I'm going to rescue her. All right. If that creature wants us to go with it, that's what we'll do. But we're going on my terms. Here, kitty, kitty. Come to mama. Oh, for pity's sake, what's a girl got to do to attract some attention around here? Come on, you stupid stump of metal! What's the matter with you? Are you blind? Woohoo! I'm over here!
Halt! Halt! Intruder!
Good, now you're heading in the right direction. So, come this way. Roll up! Roll up!
Do not move! Do not move!
Come on, you're nearly there! Tiny bit closer and... Oh, thank you, Ace. That'll do nicely. That'll do very nicely indeed.
You've blown up the whole roof. What kind of an archaeologist are you?
A guilty one.
Is the Dalek dead, Benny?
Of course it's not dead. It's a Dalek. All right, let's see what we've got, shall we?
Benny, don't go too close.
I know what I'm doing, Day. Near enough. Oh, come on, you big faker. I only dropped a roof on you. It can't have hurt that much.
My vision is impaired. My vision is impaired.
Good, I hope it stings like hell. You've ruined my academic reputation by making me blow up this nice cathedral.
Sentinel?
Benny? Benny!
It's all right, you can come out. Everything's fine.
How can you tell?
Because we're not dead yet.
That's not what I'd call fine.
Well, it's the best I can do right now, Day. Given that we're eye to eye with a Dalek. Don't touch it!
My vision is impaired.
What's wrong with it? It sounds like it's in pain.
Sentinel, obey!
It's blind.
Blind?
As in can't see.
I know what blind means. Did you do that?
I don't know. Possibly.
With the explosives?
Or maybe earlier when I shot at it. Maybe I just got lucky, or... Oh, wait. It's always been blind. That's why it didn't hit us. Daleks aren't usually that imprecise.
It sounds ever so hurt.
You can't hurt a Dalek. There's nothing left in there to hurt. Don't go gooey over this thing, Day. It's not a kitten. It would kill us if it could.
But it hasn't. Several times. I hate to say it, but Claire was right.
Claire?
You say all these things about Daleks, Benny, but this one hasn't done us much harm. That's not what a killing machine does, is it? Wouldn't a killing machine kill...
Oh, you wait and see.
Listen to it. It sounds like it's in agony. What's it doing? It's gesturing.
With its gun.
But still, what does that mean?
I think it's trying to tell us something. What's that, Skip? Is Timmy stuck down the well?
Benny, what's it doing?
Intruders! Follow! Obey!
Do you see what I mean now? With Daleks, it always comes down to a threat.
What do we do?
I think we'd better do what it wants.
Follow! Obey! Obey!
So much for my own terms.
Move!
We made it to the nave at last. But to what green altar? Shh! Listen!
Benny, you won't be surprised to hear this, but I'm scared.
Actually, me too.
Do not halt! Move on! Move on!
Where? This is the altar. Where do you want us now?
Beneath! Beneath! Hurry!
Are you drunk? Nothing would surprise me about today. Beneath? What do you mean? And why am I talking to a Dalek?
Beneath!
Benny, there's a hatch below the altar.
You find that quickly.
Obey, Sentinel. Obey.
Well, there's a secret chamber. Not at all sinister.
Does it want us to go in there? Ask it.
I can't.
Why not?
I think it's dead.
Oh, poor thing.
How many times do I have to say this? It couldn't feel.
It sounded like it could feel. And it definitely wanted us to come here.
It made us come here.
Are you sure? I think it asked, as well as it knew how.
Then you're fooling yourself. Daleks can't feel, and they don't care about human life.
But we're still alive, aren't we? Shall we take a look what's in there? It wouldn't hurt.
Says who?
What is this place, Benny? Is it the crypt? It doesn't look much like the rest of the cathedral. It looks more like the hospital.
Take another look around, Day. Anything seem familiar?
Consoles, instrumentation, the wreck of a ship.
Spot on. The wreck of a Dalek ship, if we're being precise. Listen. Hear that beat? That's the giveaway.
A ship? But how did it get beneath the cathedral?
I would guess that the ship came first. The cathedral was built around it. This isn't any old ship, Day. It's a time ship. This must have been what Ace was looking for, but why?
A time ship?
Exactly. This ship can travel through time as well as through space.
Is that even possible?
You'd be amazed. The Daleks aren't content with conquering and destroying everything around them. They want to lay waste to the whole of time. To everything that has ever happened and everything that ever can happen. No one really knows why. Let's see if any of this is still functional. Perhaps Ace has left a message somewhere. Please let that be a message. Oh, well, something's still alive in there.
Alive? Is that a figure of speech?
Possibly not. Time machines are funny old creatures. Sometimes they seem to be alive. No other word for it. I knew a time machine pretty well once. Lovely old girl. But a Dalek ship is not the same thing. It can't be. What life could a Dalek ship have? Aha! Now I know what pulled us down onto the surface. Look at this. Power gauge. There's still some life left.
I'd say. And it sounds to me like it's trying to hold on.
Oh!
Ah! Benny! What's happening?
Rage against the dying of the light!
What?
Oh, the ship! It's dying! Its time has come! You're right! It's not going quietly. It's putting up a hell of a fight.
That sounds pretty dangerous, being here while that happens. Oh, God!
Hold on to something!
Are we safe? Is it over?
Shouldn't think so. These are its death spasms. And yes, you're right. It's extremely dangerous. Oh. I imagine we're going to get torn to shreds or crushed to bits. Don't actually know for sure, if I'm being totally honest, but I bet it won't be pleasant. Usually isn't.
I know you're sick of hearing this, but...
Yes, I know, you're scared.
Benny, you don't seem to understand that I'm scared. I've been here so long. I've been so frightened. I don't want to die here. I want to live. I want to go home. You do know that I'm real, don't you? Not a ghost, or a trick, not a space adventurer, or a mysterious entity. I am so thoroughly normal, you wouldn't believe. And really real, actually real. How many times do I have to say it? I'm not like you. I get hurt, I get frightened, and I want to go home.
You really are just what you seem to be, aren't you? But sorry, I'm not going, not yet.
You're staying here. You said the ship is dying. Torn to shreds, you said.
Oh, crushed to bits. Oh. I've got to try and do what I can to stop that. The explosion could take out the whole of the moon. The next planet. My shuttle.
Oh.
Listen. Day, I'm sorry. I've misjudged you. I've put you in danger.
Got me shot.
My apologies are rare. Don't interrupt them.
Sorry.
I'm going to make your day, Stephen Day.
Scram! Go wait in my shuttle. I'll join you later.
And if you don't?
Then leave before the moon blows up. But, give it a bit of time first, eh?
Of course. I won't abandon you, Benny. I promise.
Yeah, I've heard that before. And then there was one.
Ah! Oh, shush, 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 shush. It's all right, Bee. You're all right. Benny?
Claire? How the hell did you get here? Today sent you.
Oh, don't worry about him. He was a terrible mistake. No sense of adventure. Not like you.
You brought him here, didn't you?
Things were getting desperate, but he was such a disappointment. Not like the girl.
Ace, what have you done to her?
What she asked, whatever the cost.
You? You're the ship, aren't you?
I'm its voice. I'm also your reward.
What?
Did you bring my doll, Ben?
My doll?
Oh, there she is, at last.
This doll's yours?
Oh, no, not exactly.
Then what exactly? Well, if it's yours, then you should have it. Go on, take it.
Benny, don't you know me?
We've never met in our lives before.
Oh, can't you see who I am?
I don't know you.
It's me. Bee.
Mum?
Oh, no. Now you can see. Now you can see me.
But, Mum, you're old. You were never old. You never grew old.
Not long now. Even ghosts grow old.
Mum, you're not here. This isn't you. This is the time ship. It's dying. You, the Dalek, the ghosts of Adeline. It's conjuring you up. I don't know how and I don't know why.
It needed someone. Someone to come here and help it die.
A Dalek needs my help to die.
The ship isn't evil. It isn't anything, really. Except frightened and alone.
But you're not my mum. Not really.
Does that matter?
It matters to me. You're gone. You've been gone for a very long time. Wishing won't bring you back. Wishing never brought you back.
Benny, I'm in pain.
Pain? The Daleks taught me all about pain. I was 8 years old and they murdered you. You ran back for my doll. I dropped it and I made you go and get it. And I waited and waited for you and you never came back.
Oh, shush. I'm here now. Bee.
Mum, I've missed you so much.
Oh, shush, shush, shush. I'm here. I've missed you. Oh, look at you. You're so big.
I grew up. I got away. I have a little boy. Oh, I've done so many things. I don't know where to start. Mum, it's really you.
Oh, the Daleks were always good at duplicates. And the ships had a lot of practice, helping travellers, rewarding faith. And now it wants something back at the end.
And it made it pretty hard. Why didn't you help me earlier?
It needed someone not afraid of a challenge. I knew you could do it. I am so proud of you.
Thanks, Mum.
Oh, Bee, my little girl. Has it been a good life? Have you had a good life?
I can't believe this. Nothing this good is ever meant to happen.
Oh, and why can't it? Why can't it happen? Why can't it happen to us?
Come on. We've got to go. We've got to leave here. Ghost or no ghost, you're coming with me. I can't believe this is happening.
Oh, I'm not going anywhere. You know I can't. The ship is dying. We must ease its passing.
I'll take you away from it.
I can't leave the machine. I'm part of it.
Then I'll stay. I'll stay here with you. I can stabilize things. Eke out the remaining energy, yeah? Yes. Look at these banks. Plenty of juice in them. Why, we could have months, years. We can be together. We should never have been apart in the first place. What's the matter?
Benny, before you do anything, there's something you have to hear.
What? What is it?
A message from a friend.
A friend?
Listen.
Ace!
Whoever you are, whatever brought you here, if you've come this far, if you're listening to this, you mustn't come any further. Do you understand? Don't follow me. I'm going now. I'm leaving. The Forbidden World. I can breach the barriers. I can get through. But I've got to go now. Don't come after me, whoever you are. This is goodbye.
What happened? Where's she gone?
The Forbidden World. She asked for help and the ship sent her. You can follow her if you want to.
How? How do I do that?
The ship. There's only a little energy left, but I can send you after her.
And what would that mean for you?
It would use up the last of the power. Safe.
No. No, that's not going to happen. There has to be another way.
You could always stay with me for however long.
If I stay, I'm abandoning Ace.
She told you not to follow her.
Of course she did, as if I ever listened. Damn you, Ace! What will it mean?
Mum?
I'll be gone.
What if I wait?
Your friend will be lost. There'll be no way of following her.
I see. Oh, I see. Oh, I was right, wasn't I? Nothing this good can ever happen, can it?
I don't want you to go.
Neither do I. What kind of choice is this? Just for once, I don't want to have to do the right thing. You may just be a ghost, but you're the ghost of my mum. Oh, but Ace. Oh, she's real, all right. Where's the choice here? Really, where is the choice? Let me tell you, if there was a god, I'd be cursing her right now.
No god. Is this the life you've made, Bernice? Is this what you do?
Yes, this is what I do. This is who I am. If you weren't dead, if you hadn't gone back to get that stupid doll, then maybe I'd be someone else. But you didn't come back, did you? And I had to get on with living as best I could.
Stay with me, Bee. Don't do this.
I can't. I want to, but I can't. Please don't ask. Please. Forgive me. Forgive me, Mum.
Bee, you've made your mind up, haven't you?
Mum, I'm sorry.
It's so unfair.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Do you remember what we used to say at bedtime?
What?
We used to say it together every night.
Oh, that was a long time ago.
Do you remember? Can you try?
I can try. Visit, we beseech thee, this home and family.
And drive far from it.
Don't make this harder than it already is.
Shh, come on, be brave, it's okay, hush now, I'm just a ghost.
You're not.
Drive
shall
I far
from it all the snares of the enemy. Let thy holy angels dwell herein to preserve us in peace.
Preserve us in peace.
And may thy blessing be upon us forever.
Amen.
Amen.
Goodbye, Benny.
Don't be sad. Goodbye.
Mum? Goodbye. Goodbye, Mum. I'm coming, Ace. I'm coming to get you. Of course I am.
Good night, ladies. Good night, sweet ladies. Good night.